Okay, so I'm also doing the last lecture project, but instead I'm doing the pictures, but because I'm stuck in animation. My idea actually came out of from this. First I got this one because it really looked like eyes. It's like I designed this character and it's like a lost spirit, but I generated other idea from this. My idea now is I'm gonna do a series of pictures that shows the sense of feeling lost, and yeah. So far I did some drawings, like tests, there's another one. I didn't do much. Yeah, that's one of. This is a office man. Like he's tired of work. Cause I say some reasons. Like I have some words here. I search for reasons that why people will feel lost in their daily life. So this is one of the reasons that they were so too busy from passion that they can't, like they're too busy so they can't feel the passion, like something like that. And they are away from their like habits and interests because of work. And yeah, so I put an O here, like it's a hole that penetrates through his body. And this one is called the drift, because like in the words they that say a sense of drift is kind of a sense of loss. But when people get lost, they feel like they're drifting on the water with the tide, like something like that. So I use the word, the letter C here as a boat or a cannon, and I don't know if I'm gonna go with this character over here because she doesn't represent anything, just a like to show there on the she's on the tide and lying there. Yeah, that's what I have done so far. I also did some secondary research. There's an artist that I like specifically like. So his name is Oleg Smirnov. Like his textures about he did this on the Photoshop, and I really like his textures, and so that's why I wanna keep the texture on the on the letters that they kind of look like they were drawn by chalks, like blackboard chalks, and and that matches with my idea that people get lost. Yeah.
Very cool. I really like sort of how the different sketches you made, you keep the eyes like the two zeros, and the fact that they're zeros, it can also symbolize that they're feeling lost, because zero is like nothing. I think that's interesting. Also that you've researched more the kind of psychological aspect of why people either lose interest in their work or get depressed, things that cause that, and you're bringing light to these problems through your drawings. I think that's really cool. The artists you researched as well, they're within the color palette we were given, so red, white, and black. Again, you're going in the right direction. Do you wanna tell us a bit about what you're planning to do in the next few days, more specifically?
I don't know, like tomorrow maybe I'm gonna keep on doing the sketches and planning what the six pictures are gonna look like. Six. You know, I'm trying to keep on this right path, like keep on generating new ideas and maybe get rid of some ideas that I don't like.
I think that every character can see more, I think, of their story, to see why they become depressed, how they got there, like, we can see the writing, like, why she's there.
Because I think now that if I'm going to connect these pictures together, well, they, like, become not narrative enough. They don't make a story, but they share the same idea. So.
Yeah, I think, actually, I mean, they don't necessarily have to create one story. They're sort of all showing the same idea through different scenarios and through different characters. I think that's a great way to interpret the project. Yeah?
I like it too.
Yeah. Very relatable, yeah.